Thanks for tuning into our podcast. We love having you here, and it's our mission to bring you all the latest and greatest tips, skills, and know-how to make you the best that you can be. We know that you have it in you, and we're going to show you how. Now, let's get started.
Jesus Always by Sarah Young with Pastor Bridget and Pastor Derek, and today we'll be reading October 30th. Walk with me in close, trusting love bonds of joyful dependency. The companionship I offer you sparkles with precious promises from the Bible. I love you with perfect everlasting love. I am always with you, every nanosecond of your life. I know everything about you, and I have already paid the penalty for all your sins. Amen. Your inheritance kept in heaven for you can never perish, spoil, or fade. I guide you through your life, and afterwards, I will take you into glory. Hallelujah. Dependency is an inescapable trait of the human condition. Many people despise their neediness and work hard to create the illusion of self-sufficiency in their lives. However, I design you to need me constantly and to be joyful about your reliance on me. Recognizing and accepting your dependency increases your awareness of my loving presence. This draws you closer to me and help you enjoy my company. I invite you to commune with me, your devoted companion, in more and more of your moments. Walk joyfully with me along the pathway of your life. Amen. So our scriptures for today are Jeremiah 31:3. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I draw thee. Amen. Next scripture is 1 Peter 1:3-4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and the faded not away, reserved in heaven for you. Amen. And then our last scripture is Psalm 73:24. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterwards receive me to glory. Amen. So what popped out to me the most is when it was talking about that we despise our neediness, and we want this appearance that we have it all together, that we've got everything under control and it's us that's doing it and everything. But, you know, for me and for us, I feel like we definitely rely on God. We rely on Him for everything. And I do feel like that as a Christian, I have a lot of weaknesses and everything, and He has always met me where I'm at. And like, I do work, and then He comes and then He finishes up that work. And so, so that really popped at me, because I know for a long time I was just so frustrated that I have issues with talking a certain way and doing certain things. I wish I was an eloquent speaker. I wish I was more polished and everything, but God created me the way He wanted me to be, and He meets me where my weaknesses are. So, do you have any words, Pastor Jake?
Yeah, first of all, we just want to say hi to everyone that's on all these platforms today. If you're looking and you're viewing, my name is Pastor Derek. I'm Rich's husband, and today we're on Instagram Live and also on Facebook Live and YouTube Live, and I just want to let everyone know who I am, and before I get onto the subject of what we're talking about. So today we just want to come into your living room with you or wherever you're at and just kind of just talk with you and chat with you to see how everyone's doing and how their devotion time with God is. We want to encourage you to spend time with God. It's very important. We're in a time where we need to be in that time with God, where we can build up our relationship with Him, and that's what we want to tell everyone about. Is we just want to tell everyone about it, or you know, that to have a relationship with God and devote time with God, and this is one of the ways that we devote our time with God, is by reading this devotional with you guys, and so if you comment below, if you like these devotional, you can download a copy of it on Spreaker.com or Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Pod Addict, and for those that really like to listen to podcasts. And so just in case somebody does download, we were live, but if you're hearing this from Spreaker.com, tomorrow's date, we're not live at that time. So we just want to let everyone know that. And this is one of our shows. We spend a little bit more time on this show, because we want to be able to share and communicate. I know there's lots of different people on Instagram right now that I obviously can't see all those words there.
I can't see it either
from where I'm at, but we do apologize if I can't really read. The camera's going, and so there are different cameras everything, but we want to know what is your viewpoint on spending time with God, and how does that work for you? And comment below about how that works in your life. I believe that when we share what's working for us with God, that it helps someone else too. And so we would like to have some feedback from the viewers right now. And so we want to take that time out to get some feedback. I'm going to step into the screen here and see who's all here on Instagram. Okay. And so there's some people there. So And if you don't have to, if you're not really a texter typer, I'm really a talker. There is an option to send video. I mean, audio, and so you're able to do that. And so we're really excited about just, you know, being able to spend time with God, because, you know, it is very hard. I don't know if people realize this, but it's very difficult. And I wouldn't say it's challenging. I'm not going to say hard, but challenging when you have children and you're spending time with God. And so if you're out there and you have children and you wonder, how can I spend more time with God? My kids are bonkers and they're going all over the place. Well, you know, that's how our kids are. They're bonkers. They go all over the place. They're bouncing up all around and everything. And they're doing lots of different things. And so.
And they don't want to go to bed.
they definitely don't want to go to bed, and they're always trying to stay up with the grown people, as they would say, you know, and so and everything like that. But I don't know who I don't recognize these people, but they all joined here. We want to say hi to all the ones that are joined in on Instagram. And we'll give some time for people to come on to onto Facebook Live. We're Facebook Live audio only, and we want to abide by the rules of Facebook and not have video on three screens live. So and so if you're wondering, welcome, we can't see you live on Facebook. We will upload this video to Facebook. But streaming from all three platforms is not allowed. And so, we have to do it separately. And so we're just so excited about all these new things that we're doing here in the ministry and whatnot. I want to go back to the scripture. I don't know what the scripture was, but I'm trying to remember where it was. And so,
there's Jeremiah 31:3.
This is why it's very important to pay attention.
The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with the loving kindness have I drawn thee.
And, you know, that to me, that lets me know how much God cares about his creation, about me personally. He has an everlasting covenant with all of us. And you know, being real, you know, right now, I know that God loves me because I've done some pretty stupid things in my life, and I'm still here. So, you know, so, you know, hey, that could be you out there. If you've done some crazy things and you're still here, God loves you. That you know, if you don't know that, I only want to tell you that right now, and
amen.
And so that's you know, something we want to always share is God, how much God loves us all. He will never stop loving us, no matter what we do. If you give up on God, he's not going to give up on you. He's always going to be available. He's always amen. Ready for us to talk to him like he's your friend. You know, don't talk to him like he's one of your buddies that you don't like to talk to all the time. You know, like, you know, when you go to work and you have people that you have to be around and they socialize and they're kind of like buddies. They're not really friends, so they tend to not want to talk, you know, that much. God is not like that, so he wants to talk to you like he's your friend.
Yeah.
You know, and so there's a song that says, "What a friend we have in Jesus." I'm not going to sing it. And so, but if I had the music, I would sing that. One of the things that we're all going to start doing when we're doing our devotion time is we're going to start praying during our devotion time, because I feel like that the prayer is not in there enough. And so we're going to start doing that on our devotion time here. And so you probably say, well, hey, start off and pray. You know, what happened there? We're test driving this podcast. And so God's doing things in us that we're able to share with you. And so that's what we're really hoping, that that God will inspire someone out there, and they get all the things that they need. And I guarantee that if you do need prayer right now, then please comment below and we will pray for you right now.
Amen.
If you do need that prayer right now. And so whether you're on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or whatever you're on, we will pray for you. And so so we just want to let you know that just some things that happen, always happen to us when we're in devotion time, is that you might notice that there's probably a lot of distractions that happen when you're in your devotion time. You know, you're trying to get your devotion done, you're like, man, I need to get to spend some time with God, I need to spend some time with God, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, I said I was going to spend time with God at this time, now it's later, is that okay, am I offending God, you know, like, and then, you know, you're like, well, but I'm just human, so at the end of the day, I want to encourage you, don't make your devotion time into the ice bucket challenge, okay? And so, you know, there's a lot of people that do that, that have done that, and they are, you know, obviously they're doing their thing, but it's not that complicated. God doesn't want us to complicate spending time with Him. If you're married and you, I want to encourage you to spend time in devotion time with your wife together. They're very important, because then you can learn each other's ideas and thoughts about what you believe about God and about your devotion time. And you might say, well, that's because you're the pastor, and she had to listen to you because you're the pastor. You know, so if that's what your thoughts are, it's not because, you know, the pastor is still the pastor, but he is not in control of anything but what God does in his life, not controlling people.
And I just think that, you know, it's important to, you know, to do devotion time together, because, you know, we both can talk about something that pops up and everything. And, you know, I think it brings up a dialogue and everything. Like he said, that, you know, basically you kind of have an idea what the other person is thinking and everything. But you can, it brings a dialogue. It brings things out more, as opposed to, you know, like a pastor saying this is what it says. It's a back and forth.
It's been relational, you know.
Right. It's back and forth, yeah. And so it's, I don't know. I really enjoy it. I struggled for the longest time, especially, you know, once we had our son. I constantly struggled with finding that time to spend with God. And like a lot of times my husband would say, well, the best time to do it is, you know, early in the morning. Well, I'm not a morning person. And so, I mean, I struggle really bad in the mornings. But, and so, and that was kind of something, you know, he was talking about. You know, people saying, okay, well, I scheduled my alone time with God at 4 o'clock, and then, you know, all kinds of distractions, chaos happened, didn't happen. Is God going to be upset? I really feel like God wants you, when you have that alone time with Him, He wants it to be devoted to Him. He doesn't want any type of distractions. And so you can't do it at 4 o'clock. Maybe you can do it at 11 o'clock.
Try a different time.
Right.
You know, sometimes you have to relocate.
Yeah.
You know, and honestly, I want to say a few things. You know, devotion time is it doesn't have to be 12 hours long. Devotion time, you could be if you could be on the bus, riding the bus. And you just open up your Bible on the bus and start reading the Word, and then start talking to God while you're reading the Word. That's devotion. Now, I will tell you, that's what devotion is. Devotion, not just, you know, I want to read the Word only, and I'm going to just take it all in. I'm not going to do any much talking. Well, the devotion is time with God, is a relationship transformation that needs to happen in every believer's life. You know, we need to have that transition of how we communicate with God. Because, you know, when I was younger, I used to think that communicating with God, I had to close my eyes to communicate with God. That as if God can talk to me when my eyes are closed only. But did you know that God can talk to you while your eyes are open? Mm-hmm. And, you know, while you talk, I believe that the best time that God wants to talk to you is when you're in His Word and you're talking about His Word. I believe that God is so happy to when you're talking about His Word that you know what He does? He stops what He's doing to listen to you. You know, and I don't want to go into a preaching, but, you know. But he will listen to you when you're in the Word of God, and when you want to talk to him.
And I think that, you know, I feel like there's different ways to devote time to God. I feel like if you just have a day where you just want to praise and worship Him, mm-hmm. just you and Him, and everything, you know, you get in your prayer closet, you get in your room, get in your car. Whatever different, you know, whatever the time that you can devote to Him and just praise Him and sing to Him. I think that He loves that. And so if you just have a, you know, you just want to praise Him and thank Him for everything He's done, that's devoting time to Him as well. You know, if you just need to be still and just pray to Him, pray and talk to Him, that's also devotion time. I think a lot of times we get caught up, I know I got caught up in, there were certain pastors, which there's nothing wrong with what they do, but sometimes we get caught up and we try to do this same exact method that they do.
Yeah.
And everything.
Yeah, we call it the copycat. Copycat anointing.
And I remember this particular pastor's wife, which I still think she's awesome and everything. There's nothing wrong with what works for her. But, she, you know, she would say, you know, she locked herself up in this room. Well, not locked herself, but she put herself in this room. She had this room all decorated, and it was gorgeous and everything. And she would say, like, I spend 5 minutes worshiping God. So... She even like modeled it a couple times on YouTube, how about 5 minutes she just praised God and she, you know, she did that. And then after that, then she would sit down and then just kind of talk about, she would vent about what was going on that week and stuff. And, you know, vent, give it to God. But I think it was called give it to God. Give everything to God. Then she would get into the Bible and go and talk about certain things that was on her heart. And then she would pray. And so for the longest time, I kept on thinking, well, that's the way you do it. That's the way you do devotion time. You pray the worship for 5 minutes. You vent your, you know, and there's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that if that's what works for you.
Right.
But just know that if that formula doesn't work for you, there's different ways to do it, as long as you are devoting that time to God. So, and that's, you know, like I said, praise and worship. If you just want to praise and worship.
Right. I mean, you know, it's, you know, I just realized that we're not on air, but on the Spreaker. But so if you're on, I want, you know, just not to, you know, get off subject here, but if you're on Spreaker, we are not live on Spreaker right now. But we will be uploading after the show. And so we really hope it, and that through these messages that someone out there will be touched by God, and it's really always nice talking with everyone online and on Facebook Live and everything like that, you know. And so so we always have an awesome time. And you know, back to this, you know, the prayer, you know, thing, you know, prayer, man, is very important. You know, it's what helps. It sets the pace to what you're gonna do for God. So when you know, when you're doing something, you know, don't forget to pray, because that's what's gonna get you going for what you're doing with God. And you know, I always tell people, you know, you may not want to pray out loud, but you don't have to pray out loud. You could pray silently, you know. And I like to pray out loud. I love to pray out loud because I want everybody to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And so I love to pray. I believe that's one of the things that helped me. And why I'm still here, you know, by the way. So,
and I like to pray quietly because, and a lot of it is an insecurity. It's an insecurity of saying things correctly or making sense. And so, you know, and I hope that me being very, you know, open and being honest about some of the things that I deal with helps you if you're dealing with the same things. So a lot of times it's just, I'm like, am I gonna say the right things? Am I saying the right things? Do I make any sense? So that's an insecurity of mine that I have. But my husband encourages, you know, praying out loud. So
yeah, I mean, it's very good to pray out loud, and it takes a while probably to get to that place of praying out loud and whatnot. Everybody doesn't do it the same way, and but it is something that you can learn and grow into, and so let me, I'm trying to find something on here. Praise God. We want everyone to comment. Please comment and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And we come on every day, every evening at around about 10-ish o'clock. And so, you know.
Depending how soon we got the kids to bed.
Right, yeah, I mean. If we don't get the kids to bed till 10:20, then we're probably not gonna be online until 10:30 at night. And so,
all right.
You know, so but please stay tuned for the next podcast tomorrow with in devotion time, because we're gonna be talking about some other things outside of the book that you probably haven't experienced and heard of. And so we're going to be incorporating some more new things that we have learned. And so we are so excited, aren't you? So as we always say, God loves you.
And so do we. And I want to say one thing before we close out. There's something that I've been seeing on Instagram quite a bit of this actress. And I've been posting it a lot on my Facebook. but I posted because it was very profound to me. And so what she's been saying, what I've been posting is that you are exactly what God had in mind. And so, and I feel like that's such a profound thing, mm-hmm. because a lot of times we're not sure, you know, if we're up to what God wants us to be and everything. And so, or if we're at the level he wants us to be and everything. And so, so I want to say that you know, you are exactly what God had in mind. So I just wanted to put that in there. So,
well, you know, well, God's good all the time, and all the time God is good. And so we will see y'all next time. God bless.
If you haven't already, subscribe on iTunes. And while you're there, please leave us a rating and review. If you haven't already, subscribe.